Ghana has put in place the necessary structures and mechanisms for peaceful resolution of industrial disputes. It is therefore important for organized labor to always adhere to the grievance procedures outlined under the Labor Act. Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur gave the message in a speech at the 2nd National Delegates Congress of the Ghana Federation of Labor in Tema. For the story, we bring you Justice Mengel's report.
The focus of the Congress was how to fulfill the mission of the labor movement and the trade union's obligation to ensure the enforcement of human and trade union rights. Vice President Emesa-Arthur, whose speech was delivered on his behalf by the Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Seth Tepe, commended the labor movement on the cordial relations that has so far characterized its dealings with all social partners. Mr. Emesa-Arthur urged the unions not to take the industrial peace currently prevailing in the country for granted, but to be mindful of delicate balances and take steps at the level of the unions and the tripartite committee to ensure that actions and practices within the labor unions conform to the highest ILO standards. He said Ghana has now met all the fundamental requirements of the ILO and stands to receive substantial rewards from the international community in its efforts at achieving decent work for labor. The next challenge is to translate the spirit of these noble conventions into living everyday practices in the workplaces. Vice President Emesa-Arthur said government has tasked the Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare to expedite the processes of radical revision of the national laws on occupational safety and health of workers. He was optimistic that organized labor will continue to play a leading role in the nation's quest for finding ways to increase productivity at the workplace. The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, noted that the Congress is taking place at a critical time in the nation's history, where in a few months' time, Ghana will hold its sixth consecutive election. He urged government to ensure that there is peace before, during and after the elections to facilitate the protection of human and trade union rights. Brother Edouard Mankwa, Secretary General of the International Trades Union Congress of Africa and immediate past Secretary General of the Ghana TUC, dwelt largely on the need for peace in the labor front and the national landscape as well.
If you want to achieve a peaceful country, labor must be in a position to address this. Peace is simply not the absence of war alone, but also involves the provision of conditions to ensure that people can lead a decent life. And that when you have massive unemployment, when you have grinding poverty, social exclusion, you don't have peace. So labor ought to position itself to be able to address this, and that in addressing this, to be making a contribution. If you look at the economic crisis in the world today, many people in the world know what the causes of the crisis are, but the inability to change it arises because those who need the change most don't have power. So the same old forces are carrying on the old roots. Unions need to organize to strengthen ourselves. But beyond organizing, we also need to focus on internal democracy so that we ourselves can become properly democratic and accountable, and then we need to work towards unification.
The Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsen, said it is important for the labour movement to operate with a united front.
Our message is about the labour unions coming together, well organized, to be able to articulate the concerns of workers. That is the only way we can impact on policy formulation, because currently we are disintegrated. I think that is not the best. So we need to forge collaboration so we can present our members better.
There were solidarity messages from the National Association of Graduate Teachers, NAGRAT, the Ghana Employers Association, and other labor entities.
That was Justice Mingle's report.